Hey, everybody, this is Dougie Fresh.
And the Camshaft.
We're from the Magic Hour podcast, which you, I assume, listen to because you're hearing this.
Right now.
Yes. Now, what we want to do now is ask you a huge favor.
Which is to share this with a friend. If you like what you hear, if you like what we do, if you're laughing, if you enjoy who we have on the show, if you think we sound
sexy,
pass it along to a friend.
You got to tell them.
Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio or in iTunes, search for the Magic Hour
And that's about it.
Enjoy the show.
The following program is a Magic Hour Radio production.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
3, 2, 1.
Here's my impression of Seth Rogen's laugh.
Welcome to some kid jokes, jokes by kids.
There were three guys on a plane. One bit into an apple, thought it was too sweet, so he threw it out the window. The second guy bit into a rock.
It's Carl here. You can call me Carl. What you boys both have is an exceptional laugh. You guys have epic laughs.
Stop looking at me like that. Stop looking at me.
Today, actually, is the anniversary
of Moby Dick.
Famous opening line of the book. Do you know it?
Yeah. Where is the whale?
No.
From KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, it's the Magic Hour.
Magic Hour is it's all over the place. It's a really fun, kind of weird, sometimes conventional, sometimes traditional, sometimes totally bizarre, all over the place.
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay.
Now here's your host, the Camshaft, and Dougie Fresh.
That's right, everybody, it's the Magic Hour on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm the Camshaft. The hostess with the mostest next to me.
Hey, I'm not a hostess.
I'm sorry, the host with the most next to me.
Come on.
You having trouble with your chair there, man?
It's like way short. Like trying to get it to go up. I got it. I just all of a sudden noticed that you were like way taller than me. I was like, what's going on? Anyhow, we also have a guest in the studio tonight.
That's right.
I wasn't sure if I was going to be here, so you called in our intern.
I called in the troops.
Our intern. To replace me, but it turns out I could come to the show tonight. So here we are with our friend, Intern Jerry.
Intern Jerry, hey. Welcome to welcome to the show officially.
Glad
you could be here, Doug, though. It wouldn't be the same without you.
Appreciate it, dude. Appreciate it.
Of course.
So what's going on, guys? Big news in my heart today. Bob Barker turned 90.
Hey. Really? Wow.
And he hosted The Price is Right today at 90 years
old. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch?
Obviously, no. You're not a fan, so.
I didn't watch today, but I plan on watching tonight. Here's the thing. I didn't wake up before 10 today. That's what time it was
wow.
on. And I feel bad Yikes. Admitting that on the air, but
yeah.
90 years old. He was on TV for 50 years until recently, obviously. Mm. Huge career in radio. What a guy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I mean, for a short time there, I forgot that he was still alive. I mean, once he
a
stopped.
A lot of people assumed yeah. when he stopped hosting The Price is Right that the guy died.
Well, yeah. I mean, he just kind of fell off the map after he stopped hosting. I mean, he retired, so he stuck to himself.
That's how most people fall off the map in retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
kudos, Bob.
Good on you.
kudos for you coming back in the game.
I feel like we should have a good on you, Bob segment.
No.
We have a good on you.
No.
Why not?
No.
It just would get way too ridiculous.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you haven't listened to the Magic Hour before, we're here for the next hour. We just have fun with you. You can give us a call at 949-715-KXFM. That's the number here at KX93.5. You can talk to us. We'll talk to you back.
You can talk to us.
We
will probably talk back.
Again, Intern Jerry joining us today. Is this your FM radio debut?
This is my FM radio debut. The last time was Chapman Radio.
Oh, Chapman Radio. Okay.
Back in the college days.
A wee little internet radio station Doug and I were on a while back. That's cool. Cool.
Nice.
Did you guys see?
But not the first time, I have to say, that KX93.5 listeners have heard his voice.
That's true.
Because
he's called in many times.
Well, the attempted prank call by Doug.
And I attempted prank call. You called it in one time with a very good Danger Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the Geiger counter was off the chart when you were crossing over the Mexican-American border.
Yeah, barely getting back to the American border.
Wow. Yeah, that was exciting. Yeah. That was a good Danger Zone.
Yeah,
not the best.
Whoa. Ever whoa. Had.
Wait. Whoa.
Hold on.
What?
You're going to go on record and say that was the best Danger Zone we've ever had?
Right, yes.
Name the best Danger Zone. Go.
I can't. You got to give me time. You got to give me time.
I'm memorable. Here's the thing. I know he's an intern. Can I talk to you for a second? I know he's an intern.
Can you step out of the room for a second?
But he's sitting right there.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, sorry. Let me put my brown nose back on. It was the best one we've ever had.
That's right.
Did you? I want to talk to you guys about something. Did you see this? It's a viral video online. Whatever viral is these days, I don't know, because I feel like every video is considered viral now. But a Chicago Bulls cheerleader was proposed to at one of the Chicago Bulls games.
Okay.
And it was like in the middle of a halftime routine with the rest of the cheerleaders. And all of a sudden the song, like, it had like a record scratch and it changed to Bruno Mars, I Think I Want to Marry You or something like that. Whatever
and
that song is.
She was, of course, like, what's going on?
I saw
She's
it.
She's like,
but I'll be honest. Like, I was at work and I saw a lot of sappy stories and I'm like, that's one I'm going to skip.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I watched this, and you know, it's totally predictable. They have the big choreography. The boyfriend comes out in like the Chicago Bull costume and like rips it off, and he's like, "What? Marry me?" And she's like, "Oh!" She cries and stuff.
Did she say yes?
Yeah, she did. But here's the thing. I feel like I'm not married. Doug, you're not married. Jerry,
no,
you are married.
I am.
You're married.
Yeah.
However. Did you have this grand proposal whenever you got married?
No. My wife will probably kill me for telling the story, but I think it should be shared.
Tell us.
All right. So I went to fly out to Oregon. My wife was living out there to propose to my wife at McMinniman's. It's this giant, fancy, old school house they turned into a restaurant slash hotel. And so we're trying to figure out, okay, I set up this kind of nice, it's not, you know, overly fantastic, but I was with my friend Corey, and we're setting up, like, you know, wine, roses, all that stuff. We figured out, how do we get Emily from the front entrance to where I was? Well, both of us at the same time, you know, she's known Emily almost as long as I have. Actually, she's known her longer. And we're like, I know. We'll tell her there's an inappropriate phallus picture over there. Yeah, that does it.
Nice.
Worked like clockwork.
And you proposed.
Well, she walks around and the first words came out of her mouth. Well, one was, oh, and the other one was a much vulgar word. And, you know, but it worked.
It's interesting. Yeah. All right.
I think so.
But the reason I asked that is because I feel so much pressure now. Whenever I found the person that I would marry,
you don't even have a
everybody,
girlfriend.
I know. But when I do find that person, everybody is expecting this ginormous
no,
thing.
No, they're not.
Trust me.
Yeah, they are.
You're not on a football team. No one's.
No, but if it's not that, they expect you to organize this
radio
thing
station.
Where you go to the park and you're like, we're at the park.
You know,
and then all their friends are there. And then you spend a lot of money and everything happens,
you know,
and you're married.
You know
and
how
happy.
I'm going to do it?
How?
Craigslist post.
Yeah. Misconnection.
Yeah. And if she sees it, then we're good to go.
I saw you on a bus. I'll marry you.
Anybody?
Tilly's, yeah.
Tilly's.
Give us a call, 949-715-KXFM. Before we go to the song, you were telling me something earlier off air.
Yeah.
Shocking about the movie 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, yeah.
You have to tell everybody about this.
All right, 12 Years a Slave, about a man who's been, we talked about it before on the show. Very serious movie. Man, 1840s, free African-American, gets tricked into being a slave, and he's a slave for 12 years. Hence the name, 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Anyhow, really serious movie.
Oscar.
Turns out, the man who wrote 12 Years a Slave wrote the internet series that went on to become Undercover Brother. Which throws me for a loop.
Have you seen the movie?
A long time ago.
I think it's underrated. I thought
Classic.
It was hilarious.
Have you seen? Is it
Edward?
How's it
Eddie? What's his name?
Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin.
How does it compare to Soul Plane?
Okay, funny, but granted, it does. You know, it makes mockery of a lot of things. So maybe one kind of is a I'm sorry for this. So we made this.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, so that's a little nugget of info for you guys.
That's so surprising.
Enjoy it.
On a similar note, the writers of Dumb and Dumber wrote Lincoln.
Not true.
That would be. It's that shocking.
That, yeah, that's like of the shocking. Caliber. Yeah, that's a good little metaphor.
Yeah,
analogous story. Just a reminder: if you hear an unfamiliar voice, that's because we have a guest tonight.
Hello,
intern Jerry.
All right, everybody, it's that time of the show where we check in with our favorite Australian. It's good on you, Carl.
Looks like Seal's got his nails around your neck. In the end, Bulls had to be scratched.
Get in my belly. Anytime you want an update from Australia, you just call.
Carl Stefanovic, again, is the host of the Today Show in Australia on Channel 9, which you can watch today.9.msn.au.
You can just Google, you know, stream.
Great program.
Yeah. All right, Carl Stefanovic, yeah, he's a cool guy. We had an interview with him. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Here we are. We have a clip for him. It's more of the interviewers that is funny about this one, but it's good enough.
Wow, man.
Way to tease it.
And yeah, we should just say that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
The show's good enough.
The show's going to be okay.
Okay, guys, I get it. Anyhow, he's interviewing a father and son, and the son got attacked by a swarm of bees. The father has an interesting take on it.
All right, throw it.
They were just all around my face and on my lips, but yeah, I couldn't really remember.
Gary, for you to watch it must have been awful.
Yeah, it was a bit disturbing, but better him than me. But yeah, you never like seeing your kids get hurt, but you know, you can't wrap them up in cotton wool, so.
I like how he tries to save himself there.
Yeah.
I like that he snorts and he doesn't even withhold it.
Oh,
yeah. Carl's classic snort.
Good on you, Carl.
Yeah.
You want to hear that interview we had with Carl? You can visit our website, kx935.com/podcast, or subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can hear it there as well.
Have you heard the interview, Jerry?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Great.
Carl's dead on. I heard he wants to come have a drink with you guys.
I don't know if it's happening, but
show me that drink.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Come on, Carl.
Don't give me a reason to drink, Jerry.
Let's check in now. Three things from Hollywood with Hollywood 3.
That was the most horrible way to describe it. Three things from Hollywood with Hollywood 3. You like just said the same thing but backwards.
Remember, I think Doug's feeling a little like just angry because we made fun of him earlier.
What?
Because we talked about the best danger zone
ever.
What
do we have, Doug?
Big news tonight for some people in the world.
Thank you for saying that.
Is The Hobbit. The new Hobbit movie, Desolation of Smaug.
Smaug.
I can't say it.
Comes out tonight, opening this weekend, you know? So, you know, the fanboys are probably lining up tonight, but if you want to see it, you can see
LARPing
it.
LARPing in the theaters.
Yeah, you could see it. That'd probably be a bad decision. Personally, I didn't see the first Hobbit. I mean, I've seen Lord of the Rings, but I don't really care.
It's fair, man. Yeah, I saw. Here's the thing. I saw the first Hobbit, and I was just like, man, you know, I'm really excited. It was too long. It was way too long.
How long? It was like really? 2.5, about 3 hours?
It was 3 days full of footage that they just...
Wow.
They started Friday, ended Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it did.
Wow.
Long movie.
That's an ordeal.
Apparently, Orlando Bloom is coming back in this one.
Yeah. Oh, is he not in the first Hobbit?
Nah.
No.
Well, I know that. I know that.
No, he wasn't there.
You have no idea.
It was 3 days long. I'm probably sleeping during that part. But he doesn't look... He looks like he's been altered a little bit.
I would say the only reason I would go see it is for the dragon scenes.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No.
Is he in it?
He plays Smaug.
The dragon?
Yeah.
Oh, the dragon talks?
Is the dragon Smaug?
Yeah, I think so. It talks. I saw that in the preview.
That doesn't confirm.
Wow.
Are you sure that? Yeah.
No, I guess.
Well, it's gotta
I
be
do
Smaug,
recall
because he desolates stuff.
But you don't see his mouth moving though, right?
Well,
no.
Okay, so it's a voiceover for
I don't know
the dragon's voiceover.
It'd be like a Homeward Bound.
Let me just say though,
they don't talk.
The
movie, they talk, but they don't move.
Shadow of the Dragon.
Yeah. I forgot about
Come
that.
Come home, Smaug.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only dog. With, never mind. With
home is just over that hill, guys. Smaug is just over that hill.
That's probably the main reason to see the movie is just for that voiceover.
Michael J. Fox.
You heard it?
Yeah, Michael J. Fox.
It's like
Yeah.
It's like that. Wow, man.
That's pretty good. That was actually. It sounds a lot like that. Yeah, but actually say something.
Yeah.
Try.
Hobbit.
Yeah. There we go.
I don't know. Second in Hollywood 3 today is Rebecca Black is back. She had a new song come out. It's not called Friday.
What's the name?
Hold on. If you guys don't know, Rebecca Black was famous, quote unquote.
Thank you.
For releasing a music video of her song Friday,
when she was like 16 and the song was horrible, but it blew up.
So I found out how they actually did that video. There's a guy who goes around to people who have tons of money and tells them, I'll make you famous in a crappy video.
It's pretty much like what you did that one summer with little girls and their birthdays.
Wow.
But on like a, I mean, you made music videos for them, right? But on like a much larger
that
scale.
That sounds good.
I hope. I tried to save it,
you
man.
Did that for a summer job?
You're sick.
What's wrong with you?
Let's hear a preview of Saturday by Rebecca Black.
Okay, Saturday, yeah. This Saturday, we gon' party all night. One we will remember for the rest of our lives. This Saturday, we gon' do it bigger than we ever have before. I don't want this Saturday to end. So, yeah, Saturday, Rebecca Black.
Oh, what's the next one called?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
I watched like probably like a YouTube 30 guy seconds of it. And I was like, I get the picture. I'm out.
Yeah.
I actually didn't even watch. I don't know if I've ever seen.
Friday?
The Friday. I mean, I've seen clips.
It's just. Know. It's but, a convertible.
And I, know, that's I know the song, but. Anyhow.
Number three. Hollywood 3. Number three.
Yesterday. They released the Godzilla trailer for the new Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
A teaser trailer, so it's a little short, but
I'm excited.
A little ambiguous. Stoked. Bryan Cranston,
Davis Strathairn. I don't know. My favorite actor. He's like an LA Confidential.
You just made that name up.
Good night. He's in a bunch of great movies.
Right, but the guy
Bryan Cranston, Trevor Smaskswell,
the dragon Godzilla, yeah.
Smog.
Smog. Smog's in it.
Smog.
Godzilla.
I thought it looks pretty interesting.
It looks really good. Really,
I mean, it is a teaser, and they always look pretty interesting because they just tease it. They just tease you with it. Those silly gooses
I'm just saying, though, if you look,
if you look it up online, it's a cool trailer because a lot of it's kind of like from the first-person perspective, which I think is super cool.
Yeah.
I'm not usually for remakes. But
it's better than the whole 90s remake where Hank Azaria is about to be stepped on and somehow he fits between two perfect toes and then makes a joke about it afterwards.
The best part is the scream that, or the, I guess,
The original Godzilla roar.
Roar. Yeah. It's the original Godzilla one.
It's not the rapper anymore.
How did they make that, Doug?
I don't know. Probably like rubbing styrofoam together or something. I don't know. That's horrible. We should have that queued up on the soundboard.
I think we do have
Where's
it,
that?
We? Let's go ahead and play it there.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh.
I think it was a version of that.
Yeah.
They sped it up.
Like that. Right here?
Yeah.
No.
That's just exactly what it's like.
All right. Well, that was Hollywood 3, everybody. It's a Magic Hour on KX93.5. I'm the Camp Chef. That's Dougie Fresh. And joining us today is intern Jerry, who is, by the way, going to share the next segment with us, which is Danger Zone.
Danger Zone! Danger Zone.
So Danger Zone is a segment in the Magic Hour every week where we talk about something that happened to us that's dangerous.
Almost every week.
Or almost every week.
All right.
So let's hear it. What happened? When were you in the Danger Zone?
All right, so we were in, me and my wife were traveling in New Orleans this weekend, so I mean, of course, that could be a danger zone in itself.
All right, there we go.
I thought he was just going to tell the proposal story again.
Yeah, that she found out I told it?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Danger zone.
It wasn't in New Orleans itself. I mean, I have, you know, the stories of New Orleans in general. A lot of Saints fans going crazy there.
Yeah.
There's a Saints fan party bus that drives by. Some guy opens up the door and he looks at us and he goes, "Booyah!" and throws out beads for no reason. It drives off. I mean, it's crazy fun over there.
Uh-huh.
But as we're driving back through Mississippi, I'm like, I really have to use the restroom. We have to stop. So we made it through the first drive without it. Yeah, and we didn't make it back the other one without a stop. So we stopped. After we got gas and used the restroom and we're getting back on the freeway, there's a hitchhiker out there and he's just holding up a sign that all it says is, "Will not kill you." That's all the sign says. Yeah, that's all. It's him and this big pit bull next to him that says, "Will not kill you." Now, the thing about it was, is I wish the pit bull was holding up the same sign. I'm like, yeah, maybe you won't kill me, but your dog sure as heck is going to rip my throat out.
Wow. So you picked him up?
Yeah, we gave him a ride to Alabama.
Nice.
Wow, man.
Yeah, he would lied.
It's probably because you pronounce New Orleans.
I guess I could.
New Orleans.
I could see. I mean, I can see where he's coming from. Like he's trying to make you more relaxed, but using humor. Yeah. But that's not the right one.
No, man.
Not with a pit bull next to you.
No. I don't know. Pit bulls have a bad rap, but apparently they're pretty good animals.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, that was Danger Zone. If you have a Danger Zone, you can write on our Facebook page, facebook.com/magichourradio. You can also email us, magichourradio@gmail.com. Oh, man. Give us a call, 949-715-KX. Well, there. It looks like we do have a caller right now. Let's go ahead and bring him on, guys. Magic Hour, KX93.5. Who's this?
This is Ron from the hills of Eastern Kentucky. How you guys doing?
Hey there, Ron.
All right. I got this southern voice going on.
Yes, you do.
Let me just say right now, for those of you guys who don't know, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/magichourradio, last couple of weeks, we've been hearing from Ron.
Yeah.
And we're talking to him now. He's the best.
He's great.
He's our biggest fan from Kentucky.
I'm live and nationwide out here.
Glad to hear it.
So what's going on, man? What are you doing on this Thursday night? What time is it there?
Oh, it is. It's after 1 a.m. This is Eastern time, so I'm back a few hours.
Wow.
Or a few hours, whatever it is. Yeah, I'm dedicated.
Yes, you are. Well, we appreciate you staying up and listening.
Yeah, I love the show. Just out walking in the snow here. We got a big snow, and it's just gorgeous tonight.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. It's not snowy here. It's actually, but it is a little cold. But cold for California is about like 60 degrees.
Dude. Oh, man.
Yeah. Dude is right.
Yeah.
Dude. I try.
I'm really curious to ask you, Ron, how did you find out about our show?
Well, just I was on Facebook and I found this page, Awakening Code Radio.
Uh-huh.
And they do their broadcast on Tuesday nights on 93.5. Mm-hmm. And started listening and then just happened to, I don't know, somehow bump into your guys' thing and said, well, I'll take a listen. And it was a hoot. Just become a fan, started sharing it, and I said, one day I will be on that show. Yeah. They will be mine. They will be mine.
Oh, man. Well, that's great. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, much appreciated, man.
Yeah.
You should call in more often. We'd be happy to have you.
Well, that sounds great. There's a worldwide of listeners here in Eastern Kentucky, in the hollers and valleys. There's just everybody's here listening to.
Glad to hear it.
All right, Ron. Well, thanks for calling in.
Hey, awesome. You guys have a great show. Here's to Thursday night.
Hey, thanks, man.
Rock and roll.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, fellas.
Wow, man.
Great.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Ron, love that guy.
Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
We're going to go into a segment now. We don't play all the time.
Only when we have a guest. Exactly.
And that little segment is called Who Am I?
Who Am I, if you don't know, is a game that we play once in a while when we have a guest on. And what will happen, we each... Let me just start. I will pretend to be a person, and you guys have to guess who I am by giving... I'll give clues about myself. And if you guess who I am, congratulations.
Dang.
And so I'm going to be a person, then Cameron will be a person, then Jared will be a person.
I have to tell you, I'm just so nervous. Because every time we play this game...
You're horrible.
I'm terrible.
Horrible.
Not only at guessing... But giving the clues.
That's all right.
Oh, shoot.
Who wants
man.
To go first?
Oh, shoot. I'm beginning. Oh, God.
I'll start mine. Mine's not that great, but I'll start it.
Intern Jerry, go ahead.
All right. So, hold on. I'm pulling it. I'm on phone. Okay.
Clearly, he's an intern. I just want to point that out.
Well, okay. Well, dropping the ball, Jerry.
All right. So, okay. So, first off, first clue, I'm still alive.
Okay.
All right. And still I'm alive. From Louisville. Louisville.
Okay, right, yeah. Let's Louisville. Pronounce that one right. We have Ron from
Louisville?
Kentucky listening.
Sorry, Kentucky.
Come on.
Louisville?
He just called. Come on.
Sorry, Ron. We'll spend some time in New Orleans.
Okay, keep going.
All right. In 2013, Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People is one of them.
Okay. Worst way to word
2013?
In 2013.
So this year.
I was one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People.
Edward right. Snowden.
No. Female.
Well,
you didn't have to give that away.
Yeah. Right. Well, okay.
There's a bonus.
Go ahead.
Come on, right. Be grateful.
So, I got my start. One of my first starting roles was on the Bill Engvall show.
Oh, this is Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
How did you know by that clue?
Well, because I prepared her for another Who Am I one time.
That was actually the last
time we did it. Remember?
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I was surprised you could.
Can I just say this?
It's about 2 weeks ago.
I'm terrible because I didn't remember that.
You don't remember number that one.
Number two, I have a big crush on her right now.
And who doesn't? Right now? Everyone does. Yeah. Everyone. You're not special.
Yeah, you're really not.
Go, dog. Just go.
You think I should go?
I think you should go.
Okay.
Save the worst for last.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I was born in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I currently live and work in New York City.
What a commute.
Pope. The Pope.
I was named one of People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People in 2002.
The Pope.
I feel... Is everybody part of these magazines?
Yes.
It's so easy to get on their camera.
When is the Magic Hour going to be on one of these?
Doug's been on the magazine twice now.
Come on, don't get in.
All right, what's the next one?
I am close friends with Drew Barrymore.
Nicole Kidman.
No. I landed a full-time role on SNL when I was 24. Think about that.
Adam Sandler.
No.
What years?
Kristen Wiig.
No.
Keenan Thompson.
Even though I play a hard or a diehard.
Yeah, careful.
Even though I play a diehard Red Sox fan in one of my films, Jimmy Fallon.
I should have that should have been my first guess after you said SNL.
I had one more. Jimmy Fallon was the inspiration for Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor late night snack.
Yes.
That one I would have got.
That's right. You're talking about the movie Fever Pitch where he's...
Exactly. With Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore's in there.
His close friend. Yeah.
All right, ready?
It's all coming together.
It's
okay.
Like Kevin Bacon.
Save the best for last.
Best for last, right here.
I grew up in upstate New York, outside of Rochester, in the village of Fairport.
Well, that was a mouthful.
You know who it is, don't you? Ready? While working as a lifeguard, I met Miles Davis.
Okay.
I do not drink alcohol because I became sober at the age of 22. And said that I quit because I was 22 and panicked for my life.
All right.
When he was 22, what? Panicked for his life?
Yeah, so he became sober.
Over what? Over a problem?
I just gave away his sex. You stuck me into that one.
Miles Davis.
Clever.
Frank Sinatra?
I won. What?
Frank Sinatra?
No.
Dean
guess Martin, though.
Well, then, of course, he has a drink in his anywhere. Yeah.
I won 23 awards for one of my performances, including an Oscar. For a single performance.
The Wu-Tang Clan.
No.
Bing Crosby?
No.
Bob Hope?
Bing Crosby?
Can you slow down? You're just throwing everything out there.
All right, ready?
I beat
Heath Ledger for an Academy Award for Best Actor in 2005.
That's a different time.
And then later lost to him in 2008.
Wow, this is a doozy.
I'm one of 8 actors to have received an Oscar nomination for my performance as a priest.
Anthony Hopkins?
No.
A priest?
Yes. All right, here's the next one. With the exception of There Will Be Blood, I appear in all of Paul Thomas Anderson's movies.
Except There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
Thomas Anderson's.
P.T. Anderson. Burt Reynolds?
No.
Mark Wahlberg?
No. In May 2013, I announced that I checked back into substance abuse treatment because I recently started snorting heroin. And that's the last clue.
That's the obvious one? Snorting heroin?
Yeah, really obvious.
It was huge in the news.
Wait, snorting heroin? Shooting it?
Snorting heroin.
Holy God.
Afraid of needles.
I'll give you one more. I was in Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Oh,
Jennifer Lawrence.
No, it's not Woody Harrelson.
Hunger Games, Catching Fire. Who's in it? Oh, Woody Harrelson.
No.
No, it's not Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson won.
Not Stanley. Not
he
Stanley
could.
Tucci. It's
Kiefer Sutherland.
No. Okay.
No,
here
Donald
it is. Ready?
Sutherland.
Ready?
That's right, man. Who's it? What? Who is this?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh,
he's in
Kiefer
Hunger Games.
Yeah, he is.
Donald Sutherland's in it. Calm down.
That was great.
Look at you.
I'm pretty impressed. Really
good. Where's the applause sound effect on that one?
It's there somewhere. Here it is.
There it is.
Cameron.
It's the Magic Hour on KXIT. Thanks, folks. It's the Magic Hour at KX93.5. I'm the Cam Chef. That's Dougie Fresh. With us again is intern Jerry. We're going to quickly go into some Would You Rather.
All right.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Baby, would you rather?
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 Classic Would You Rather. Classic Would You Rather. I'm getting excited for it, too.
Yeah.
Would you rather do this? Would you rather do that? Tonight, it's brought by intern Jerry. He always does the research for us for Would You Rather, and tonight, he's actually going to do it on the air.
All right.
Give it to us.
All right.
Give it to me.
First one, this is kind of... All right. It's kind of a sci-fi fantasy, would you rather.
Okay.
This is the theme to this one. Would you rather lick a troll's toes or spoon with Jabba the Hutt? Spoon Jabba the Hutt wearing the Princess Leia bikini.
Ooh, I'm going with that one.
I'm going to go with that one.
That's a fantasy of mine.
Yeah? Yeah?
Jared?
He doesn't believe me. Yeah.
How about you? Well, you have to answer it, too.
You have to answer as well.
Probably spot. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what Jabba the Hutt feels like. Maybe it's
probably pretty good. I know. Right?
I always imagine this might sound weird. Oh, never mind.
You have to say it.
No. I'm not going to say it. Go ahead.
All right. Fine. All right. Next, would you rather? Would you rather shower once a year? Like, you can only shower once a year at all. Yeah. Or you have to shower every 20 minutes when you're awake?
Once a year.
Once a year.
Really?
I would destroy your life every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Can't do it.
I know. Though I don't like the itchy feeling if you haven't showered and you've been wearing the same jeans for 5 days.
Not. Well, you can wear different jeans.
I know, but they start itching like a minute later. All right, fine.
You wash
your
clothes.
What's the next one, man?
All right, next one's a little harder. Would you rather eat a puppy or make out with your great aunt?
Who says I haven't eaten a puppy already?
I don't want to answer this if I've done one of those.
What?
Yeah. No.
Yikes.
make out with...
Oh, I'm too slow.
Make out with my great aunt. I couldn't
Whoa!
Kill, I couldn't kill a puppy.
That is disgusting.
Even,
you didn't have to kill it. You just eat it.
Eat it.
Delicacy in certain countries.
Eating implies that it died.
You didn't kill it.
Cameron, that happens in other areas of the world.
What would you do?
How insensitive. I would eat the puppy. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
If it was prepped culturally, I would eat the puppy.
Yeah. I would move to a country where it's acceptable, and I would do it.
The views and opinions expressed by the Magic Hour are not reflect those of KX95. What's the next one, Jerry?
Is that PETA lining up?
Yeah.
That was it. That was all the three we had. We only said three.
Thank you, Jerry.
Let's go ahead and do our weekly Dirt Follow Awards. All right, Dirt Follow Award this week. If you don't know what Dirt Follow is, before I get into that, Dirt Follow is actually a German word. Now, as a noun, it means diarrhea, but as a verb, it means to fail. So
thanks.
We've taken this word, slapped it on an award, and give it out to a major fail every week. And this one's a big one. This is one that you probably all have heard because it's pretty huge. All right. Nelson Mandela died recently. You know, that's not
the football.
Calm down, guys.
All right.
You know, condolences to his family. But
in the country.
At the memorial, which was like worldwide, you know, Obama was there, George W. and Clinton, and then pretty much every country's leader were there.
Yeah.
And there was a sign language, like a signer, right, who was supposed to be doing signs.
American Sign Language.
Whichever one he was doing. Yeah. For, you know, the deaf community so they could hear what he was saying. Turns out he wasn't actually signing anything. He was signing gibberish.
What?
So this is literally in front of the whole world. This guy is signing to these people who are, you know, at the memorial of Nelson Mandela, and he's just up there making stuff up. He has no idea what he's doing.
How do you know that? How do you know he just didn't have a stuttering problem and the hands didn't move much farther than where they already were?
Experts say the signing was gibberish.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the creepy part. The owners of the firm which supplied the sign language fake have vanished. They're gone. They're off the map.
Disappeared?
They like never existed, so to speak. It's like, what's going on? That's weird.
Is this
for what?
A prank?
A fake signer? What? Is this a crazy prank? What is this? Is this Al-Qaeda? I don't know.
Seriously.
just want to point out, I think Jerry just died.
kind of
but Obama wasn't much better. President Obama wasn't much better. He took a selfie.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. People were celebrating, having a good time. You know, they were. It wasn't a downer time. It was a celebration of life. So he took a few photos.
But fake signing.
You saying that's worse than fake signing?
No, yeah. I didn't say it was worse.
Yeah, I don't know.
I heard you say worse. You say, you know, it's worse. I saw the camera twice. You know, it's worse.
We only have about 2 minutes left. We got to get to some kid jokes. We got to get the eyes off of me. Yeah, here we go. Kid jokes. These are some jokes for kids, by kids, especially by the kids. All right. Why do ducks...
Sonar?
Why do ducks have flat feet?
Why?
To stamp out forest fires. Now, why do elephants have flat feet?
Why?
To stamp out flaming ducks.
Oh, that's creative. I like that one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who walks into a restaurant, eats, shoots, and leaves?
Pandas.
Yeah.
I saw that on a popsicle stick once.
He got it.
Wow.
I think that's the first kid joke. Look at you.
No. Anybody? People have gotten it before. Oh, okay.
All right. There are two muffins in an oven. One muffin turns to the other muffin and says, "Boy, is it hot in here?" The other muffin says, "Oh my God, a talking muffin."
Kids. Right. Oh.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To poop on the other side. All right. One man says to the other man, "You are evil." The other man says, "I am not." The man says, "Yes." The other guy says, "No." "Yes." "No." "Yes." "No." And then they both die.
Oh. I think I told that one when I was little.
All right. What's big and round like a potato?
Santa Claus.
A potato?
Yeah. No, hold on. Sorry, I thought you were clarifying.
Oh.
Okay. What's big and round like a potato? That is a tomato. All right, final one. Why did the shoe stay on the road forever?
Why?
Because it needed a rest. Yeah, makes no sense.
That was the one.
All right, that was kid jokes. If you have any kid jokes, more importantly, if your kids have any jokes that you think are hilarious, shoot them our way, magichourradio@gmail.com.
Or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/magichourradio.
And you can submit the jokes there.
Gentlemen, we have to get out of here.
Yes, we do.
I want to thank Ron from Kentucky for calling into the show.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
It was a pleasant surprise.
Hopefully we can hear from him again soon. We also need to thank intern Jerry for joining us tonight on the show.
Thank you.
Jerry, hope you had fun.
I did.
Hope everything was okay. You're Who Am I?
I'll work
Doug
on it,
got
okay?
it in about two clues.
I'll
just
work
saying.
On it.
All right, Robbie, everybody.
We had just done that one. So.
Yeah, that's what it was. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/magichourradio. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe to that podcast on the website, kx935.com. For the Magic Hour, I'm the Cam Chef. That's Dougie Fresh and intern Jerry. See you next week.